The resurrection of Christ is a crucial point of human history. The Resurrection Sunday is not a mere religious occasion. It is the celebration of the greatest victory in the history of mankind. It is the day we declare without shame or apology that Jesus is alive. The tomb is empty. The grave has lost its power. The death has been swallowed up in victory. The whole Christian faith stands on the reality of the resurrection. If he did not rise, our faith is in vain. If Christ has not been raised from the dead, you are still in your sins, says St. Paul. That's why Jesus died, so that our sins might be taken away. They are not taken away if crucifixion wasn't followed by the resurrection. But glory be to God, he is risen just as he said. This resurrection changes everything. His resurrection changes everything. It brings hope to the hopeless, life to the dead, and strength to the weary. This is why the resurrection is so central to Christians. Christianity is not a religion based on abstract ideas and principles. Christianity is a relationship with the living God. A Savior, we can know a Savior who infuses our life and empowers us, who transforms us into His likeness. So, do you realize that every Sunday is the celebration of the resurrection? Until Jesus rose from the dead, nobody ever thought of setting aside Sunday as a day of worship. I don't know why the Romans decided to call this day Sunday. They named this day after the brightest light in heaven. What a strange thing to do. They did that long before Christ was born. They had no idea how appropriate it was going to be for the brightest light that was ever shown from heaven was Jesus Christ himself. We worship on Sunday because that's the day, not when he died, but the day on which he rose from the dead. Every Sunday is Easter Sunday for Christians. Every Sunday we commemorate the day when Jesus brought life and immortality to life through his resurrection and the last enemy of my life and yours. Death was conquered once and for all. In the celebration of the church's liturgy, there is the greatest dramatic distance between Good Friday and Easter Sunday. On Good Friday, the day before yesterday, we remember, some of you were here, we remember Jesus' arrest, Judas' betrayal, Peter's denial, the trials before Pilate and Herod, the pain of demanding crucifixion, the scorching, and ultimately the crucifixion. All of these events exhibit the worst sides of human nature. And they are appropriately expressed through somber reflection and prayerful and meditative music. Easter Sunday is a complete contrast, centering on a garden tomb, a stone rolled away, and the presence of angels impelling us to declare with organ and trumpets, "Risen, thine be the glory, risen conquering Son, endless is the victory, thou or death has won." Today, we do not mourn at a grave. We rejoice at an empty tomb. Jesus is not dead, he is alive forevermore. And let us spend some time exploring the significance of this glorious truth. First, Jesus' resurrection proves he is the Son of God. is not only a good teacher, a good man, but he is the Son of God. It is important to understand that Jesus' resurrection was not just a miracle. It was a divine declaration of his identity and authority. All those whom Jesus raised from the dead, the widow's son, and Lazarus, Jairus' daughter, all died a natural death afterwards, but it is Jesus who never died again, but went to heaven alive. It's not a miracle by Jesus, it's a miracle of Jesus. It's a miracle of all miracles. It validates his divinity. It validates his divine authority. Jesus declares he would rise again, and when he did, it proved he is who he claimed to be, God in the flesh. It affirms his victory over sin and death. In Romans chapter 6, Paul reminds us that death no longer has dominion over him. He conquered it completely. It establishes him as the only Savior. No other religious leader ever rose from the dead. The resurrection places Jesus above all others as the only true Redeemer, the only Savior that the world has. And the resurrection of Christ reveals the power of God at work in him. Luke says in chapter 2 of the book of Acts, God raised him up, loosing the pangs of death, because it was not possible for death to hold him. Second, believers have hope because of Jesus' resurrection. You and me have hope because of his resurrection. This is not just a historical truth. It is a personal assurance of every believer that our future is secure in Christ. On Good Friday, our reader John Newton, in his reflection, read a beautiful hymn, adapted to Mercy Alone, written by Augustus Copley. There, towards the end, he says, "More happy, but not more secure, the glorified spirits in heaven." Yes, they are certainly more happy, but not more secure than we are. Our future is secure in his hands. The resurrection of Christ gives assurance of eternal life. In John chapter 11, Jesus says, "He who believes in me, though he may die, he shall live." Death is no longer the end of us. We are anticipating life after death. It gives comfort to the grieving. The resurrection assures us that those who died in Christ will live again. It brings hope in the hopeless situations. It seems very strange to me that Mary Magdalene, Peter and John were so shocked and surprised when they came to the tomb that morning. Why did they not rejoice to find it empty? Why did they all respond like this if they had been told at least 3 times by Jesus himself that he would rise again on the third day? Why am I so sad? Some commentators have tried to suggest that they responded like this because they were too blinded by overwhelming emotions. They had been terribly traumatized when they saw Jesus in such a helpless and pitiful state, when the Roman soldiers mistreated him so badly. They were too overwhelmed by intense feelings of fear and of their own insecurity. All these had cut such deep wounds into their hearts and minds that they completely forgot all that Jesus had said about his resurrection from the dead. Sometimes we are caught in a trap of hopelessness. This is also what had happened to Mary and early disciples. But the resurrection changes everything. The resurrection brings hope. Look at Peter preaching in the book of Acts. The disciples who were hiding behind locked doors, they came out with new energy, with the power of the Holy Spirit. Friends in Christ, let us live by faith in the Lord, so that we may grasp every hope that is ours. We need to have faith in order to grasp every hope God has given to us. Because Jesus lives, we can face tomorrow, knowing He holds our future. The resurrection of Christ. My third point is, the resurrection of Christ encourages us to endure trials. Knowing that the same Spirit that raised Jesus is in us, we can endure every challenge with faith and hope. We live in a world that is profoundly divided along polarizing lines. Tragically, the frustration, anger, and even hatred that were displayed during Holy Week are becoming more and more visible in newspaper articles, social media, and some forms of political and even religious discourse. There is also a lot of unrest, a lot of tension, a lot of violence. Turn on the news on any given day and you will find something discouraging, something to worry about, or something to get angry about. In this world, we have troubles, but we believe in a risen Lord who has overcome the world. In all the trials and struggles of this life, we have a powerful ally in Jesus, our resurrected Lord. We are faced from all forms of fear, and we are freed from all forms of fear by His resurrection, including fear of failure, fear of uncertainty, fear of death, fear of the future. Because God in Christ takes upon Himself the enmity, insults, and blows of our sinful humanity, and responds with a gracious offer to forgive and to reconcile. On Easter Sunday, God demonstrates that He will not be defeated in His efforts to renew and redeem His creation. Each time we overcome the sin that separates people from their Creator and from each other, we prove the ongoing power of the resurrection. No more we doubt the glorious Prince of Life. Life is not without Thee. Aid us in our strife. Make us more than conquerors through Thy deathless love. Bring us safe to Jordan, to Thy home above. The resurrection of Christ calls us to walk in resurrection power. No more living like victims. We are more than conquerors through Him. The resurrection is not just to be celebrated, it must be lived out and proclaimed. Alleluia! Christ is risen.
Alleluia!
He is risen indeed. Alleluia! In the name of God, the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Amen.